Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Are you concerned that in the compromises you've been forced to make with members of your own party, that this bill has become too weak to achieve the main objective, to, you know, avoid dangerous global warming?
Just the opposite. This bill has... excuse me.
But, yeah, can it still do what the main objective here?
This bill has very strong targets. A 17% reduction in greenhouse gases in the United States by 2020, over 40% by 2030, and over 80% by 2050. It is a very ambitious bill. We're keeping those targets intact. And in addition, we have very strong goals for creation of renewable electricity in the United States, 20% by 2020, strong new building codes, 50% improvement in the efficiency of new buildings constructed in the United States by 2016, and on throughout the legislation, historic provisions that will transform the American economy and begin the process of backing imported oil out of our country.
But compared to, say, what our European partners are prepared to do, they're talking about something like 25 to 40% reductions below 1990 levels in that early time frame, the 2020 target. Seems to me we're going to go to Copenhagen looking like we're a lot weaker in terms of what we're willing to do here.
The European Union is extremely cognizant of the fact that the Bush administration for 8 years did nothing. That is why they booed the Bush administration at Bali 2 years ago. They understand why we're behind. It's not the American people. It was the Bush administration. So the goals that we're putting together are very ambitious, factoring in how far behind we are because the Bush administration did nothing. And that is something which is appreciated by the European Union, by other countries in the world, and it's why President Obama will go to Copenhagen as a hero and not as the preceding administration was greeted.
You had to give away a lot of these emissions credits in order to win support. Were you surprised that you ran into that kind of resistance from Democrats? And is there a concern that giving away those credits sets us up to repeat some of the mistakes that the Europeans did when they gave away a lot of the credits rather than auctioning them off?
We have factored in the mistakes that was made in the European Union. We always anticipated that it would be necessary to protect consumers from rate spikes, and that is why some of the credits have been given away. We also knew that we would have to protect trade sensitive, energy-intensive industries. We don't want the Chinese to be able to exploit a program meant in the United States to reduce our carbon footprint by having our steel, aluminum, paper, and other trade-sensitive industries destroyed by foreign competition over the first 5 to 10 years. And so, no, all along, Henry Waxman and I knew that we would have to build in transitional programs to help consumers, to help particular industries, so that we made this transition in a way that did not harm our economy.
And is this as strong as this bill can get in terms of its emissions reductions targets, its targets for renewable energy standard, things of that nature? Is it kind of downhill from here or further compromises ahead when this hits the House floor or goes to the Senate?
I think that our committee, the Energy Committee in the House, is an almost perfect microcosm of the House floor and the Senate floor in terms of the support which will be necessary to pass legislation. As a result, I believe that this legislation is a very good template for what is possible to ultimately be put on President Obama's desk for his signature, and I'm very optimistic that we can hold the goals that we've set throughout the process.
And in my remaining 30 seconds, who's winning here in terms of characterizing this bill? It seems to me Republicans are taking a lot of shots at this, making it seem it's a tax, it's socialist, it's this, that, or the other. Your allies are trying to paint this as a job creator. Who do you think is winning the public hearts and minds here?
During the debates between President Obama and Senator McCain, every time President Obama started to talk about a clean energy future, that chart that was on the television stations measuring audience reaction always went up to the roof of the television set, and obviously was stopped only by the fact that it was the roof of the TV set. Right? They could not turn it up any higher. I am convinced that when President Obama makes this case to the American people that he needs this legislation, that we will win that debate.
Well, I appreciate your time very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.